So we'll be able to share. I'm very sorry. I thought I was going to introduce myself.
It's a special place for myself to introduce my rabbi, Goyen Rav Kamenetsky Shlita, Philadelphia Rosh Hashiva. For this special session, to enlighten the Olam on very important issues that are very current. It doesn't need much introduction. The Rosh Hashiva is well known to everyone. So it's not for the purpose of familiarizing, but in the spirit of Kavod HaTorah, Man Malchei Rabbanon, the way a Melech is introduced, he doesn't just come into the room without an introduction and forerunners. In that spirit, I'm introducing the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. In fact, I mentioned to him, as you saw for yourself, that he said, I could introduce myself. It's not necessary. I think that's the biggest simen ledava ligadlusoi, as the Chazal say, kol mokum shatem moitze gidulosoi, shomatem moitze yamvisanusoi. So, without further ado, we are supposed to hear from the Rosh Hashiva.
It paid after all. I'm going to get back to you, Rabbi Folavitcher. The topic, as it stands, is how to teach halacha. But I think the topic is wider than that. Baruch Hashem, there are many moisdeis teaching our young ladies, whether it's in high school or it's seminaries, and Baruch Hashem, there are growing seminaries. Here's a new seminary in Baltimore, Rabbi Zvi Schlanger is running a new moised. There are new moisdes for ladies in Eretz Yisrael, seminaries. And the question is, what do we want from our daughters? What do we expect them to be? What is the whole purpose of a seminary? Is it just that it'll become easier for a shidduch? This girl went to BJJ, she went to Bnei Chava, she went to this one. That is not the purpose, I'm sure. I don't think that anyone would think that that's the purpose. What is the purpose? What do we want from our girls? What do we expect from them? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they do not have. Maybe they have a kiyuma mitzvah, the Goyen says they have a kiyuma mitzvah, Talmud Torah. What do we expect from our daughters? If we really become, tonight there was a question in the shul, whether to teach feminism. Oh, of course, in a girls' school, of course we have to teach feminism. What is feminism? If we'll continue feminism until we turn blue, we don't know where we'll turn into. We'll see green mountains. We don't know where we'll come. What are we looking from our daughters? And I think after we'll realize what we expect from our daughters, what we want them to know, what we want them to learn, I think then it'll be easier for us to see how to teach halacha. Oh, Ebsen Schlanger is here. I mentioned her before. Didn't know she's here. Ebsen Bulke is also here. I appreciate that she sent me some information that I think I needed it for tonight. If they're menalim here, I would like to share with them a thought, menalim and menalois. It states in the Mishnah, first to Rabbi Kiva, who are Yoimer? Choviv Odom Shenivro Betzelem. Chiva Yasero Neidaslo. And then it says, Choviv Yisroel, Chavim Yisroel, Shenikru Bonim Lamokoim. Chiva Yasero. It says there that had we not known that we are Betzelem Elikim, we would lack something. We're Betzelem Elikim, and we don't know it. We would not know it. If the Rabbeinu Shel would not reveal to us, Betzelem Elikim, Boros Odom, we wouldn't know that. If the Rabbeinu Shel would not reveal to us, Boni Matem, Lashem Elikechem, we would not know that. So it seems it's an afkemine, whether we realize it or we don't realize it. The same thing, the Metzius is the same. Menalim and Menalois have to know that you have to uplift your Rabbein. Your Rabbein, they're the most essential in producing a Talmid, a Talmido, and they have to be recognized. The Noidas Loi. Don't we, after being married 45 years, tell our wives, tell our spouses, tell our men that we care for you, we want to give you everything. Even after 45 years of marriage, it's a pleasure to hear that from your spouse. We have to, because a person needs recognition. That's how a person, that's the mitzvah of a person. He needs recognition. Principles have to be recognized. What they do for our children, what would we do without a principal? They have to be recognized. We need an edas loy. We have to look at them. They give us something more. They give us. They make our children grow. They help us develop our children. It was stated tonight, the Rav Weinberg Shalito, that the duty of chinuch has to do with, and the parents, is the parents' achiyuv. And the mother used to teach the daughter. That was the derech achinuch. A father used to teach her a little bit. The mother used to teach her. But we have to give them. So we have a shutif. We have a shutif. They're not only shutfim of us, they're called shlucha derachmona. They're shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shalom also. The Rabbeinu Shalom sent him. The Rabbeinu Shalom sent a menahel, sent a teacher. So whatever we, and we have someone to share with us, but we need an edas loy. We have to tell him that. We are mechuyev to tell him. That is to speak about menalim and about rabbein. Now let's speak about our children. Don't we have to uplift our children? That they have such a koyches in them. If you produce their koyches, their bekoyach that could come out from a talmid and a talmido. It's limitless. It's limitless. But you have to uplift him. And depends how you look at him. If you look at him critically, and you lost. You lost. If you look at him with a nayin toivo, and that you expect him to grow, then in mitzvah Hashem they grow. That's the mitzvah. So the nidas lo is so important for everybody, from migodol v'at koton, that a person needs recognition. Talmidim need recognition. Talmidim need recognition. I think that's the first yesod that we have to know in chinuch. That we have to uplift a talmid. We have to uplift a talmido. We have to see that what they are able to do, we have to recognize it. What do we want from our Talmidais? We're speaking about Talmidais. What we really want is should become Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Torah they should become. That's what we want. We don't want them anything else. Even when they go for a career, they have a purpose in that. And I want to tell you how dangerous it is for a girl to go out in the workforce. Should I share with you the valedictorian from the nicest school in New York? Valedictorian from the nicest school in New York. Went to work for a lawyer. Went to work for a lawyer. One of the nicest schools in New York. It was a special school. A Rebbe made the school. So it had a special bracha. It was a special school. I don't want to tell you the name. It was a special school. The valedictorian of the high school. She went to work for a lawyer. I shouldn't say unfortunately. She married that lawyer who is questionable Shema Shabbos. Can we imagine what we do when we send a child out in the workforce? Do we have to prepare them? We should prepare them. But I think we should marry them off first before we send them out in the world. Unless you send them by someone that you know that she will be guarded. Otherwise, it's sakona. So that I can share with you because I know personally this. Such a metzius. It's unbelievable, but it's true. It's unbelievable, but true. What do we expect from our children, from our daughters? We want them to be the mothers and the teachers of tomorrow. That's what they are going to be. So they have to be prepared for life. That's what they have to be prepared. Prepared for life. It's true. When you speak about it, it's news. It's news. Oh, it's news. It's news. A Isha is blessed with news. When the Rabbeinu Shalom created Chava, it says a Chazal al Kaleva ve'Eber, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Eveitznua. Her Metzius is news. It says in Chazal, the Malkah Shvor came to Dovi, to Shlomo HaMelech, to test his, she wanted to test his Chochmah. So one of the questions was, she brought 300 children, all dressed the same, with the same haircut, all the same, and she asked, Shlomo, they say you're a Chochem. Which are the boys, which are the girls, dressed the same, the same haircut. Today it's very common. Same haircut. But there were these children, didn't have any simonis, and simonis zokon. So she asked him. So Shlomo HaMelech told his avodim, he says, bring a goizim, and candies. Bring a goizim and throw it around for everybody. You see the way they bend down. Aisha bends down differently than a man. She bends down differently because her metzias is tznius. That's her metzias. That's the metzias of Aisha. Her metzias is tznius. And I should share with you a goyin, the goyin in Michtav Melio, in one of the neschoyes of the Michtav Melio, he states, tremendous chiddush. The Gemara asks, Nasha b'mayka zachya, women, what are they zeicha with? And it's paladic, you have to understand, what's the question, what are they zeicha? They're lacking mitzvahs. They have more mitzvahs maybe than men. They have other mitzvahs, a few mitzvahs. Misasei shazmango medapoto. So they're also mekayim. The akim mitzvah, not machuyev. The other mitzvahs that they have was given completely to them. Talas HaMishpocha was given completely to them. Neiros Shabbos were given completely to them. Neiros Shabbos. Kleinikat, what Neiros Shabbos are. Ve'ata tetzave. Says the Balaturim. Tetzave, noshim tzavei, says. The tof is noshim, b'gematria and tof. Noshim is b'gematria tof. Noshim tzavei. Noshim tzavei. In adlokas aneiros. We're speaking about the kohen that's lighting the menorah. So that's a woman when she lights candles. That's what she does. She does avoida v'koyin godl. V'koyin. V'koyin that's madlik d'neiros. That's what she does. That's what she does. Ata tzavei. V'adnoshim tzavei. V'ata tzavei. So that's, a woman is lacking mitzvahs. What does the Gemara ask? Noshim emayka zachyon. And the Chofetz Chaim has a mahalach. The Chofetz Chaim says that it means that to be, in order to be zoiche, tchias ha-meisim, you need teire, schus of teire. That's what the Gemara answers. They have a schus of teire. Noshim also have a schus of teire. The Gemara says, in two places, the Gemara refers there that Noshim also have a schus of teire. Teire they don't have, but a schus of teire they have. The Yoritz Vash learns in the Gemara, Nasha B'Maika Zachyon, that the question is, how do they fight the Yetzirah? How do they fight the Yetzirah? So that's how he learns Prat in the Gemara. With the Schus of Torah, you can fight the Yetzirah. That's how he learns Prat, the Yoritz Vash. It's a chidush. That with by helping Torah, they also can fight the Yetzirah. We know Borosi Yetzirah, Borosi Torah Tavlin. So he says, this is how you fight the Yetzirah. That's how I learned. And Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon, in one of the Sforim, brings down this Yoritz Vash, and he speaks about Marzikei Torah. That Marzikei Torah have a schus of Torah, so that helps him to fight the Yetzirah. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon says, with this Yoritz Vash. It's Gevaldige Chidush. It's true, they have Torah. I'll just tell you what Rabban said once. Rabban Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said it in a hesped once, that Marzik Torah is the same as Ben Torah himself. He said, ganze Blätter Gemore are in front of Mr. Kaufman's eyes. That's what he said at that time. But, so then it ngeret, is it like that? Yes, sir. So Rabban said, the Mesikas HaTorah v'Rodem Zenit. That's what they don't have. The Mesikas HaTorah that a person has, Boilem Hazeh, what Benach was speaking about tonight, he said the Mesikas HaTorah that they don't have. But says the Goyim in his letter, he says, and he disagrees with the Oretz Vash. He says that the Tavlin, to fight the Yetzirah Ra, the Borosi Yetzirah Ra, Borosi Torah Tavlin, he says it's Tzrius. Noshim is Tzrius. That's what he says. It's a Chidush Dikagoyen. But that's what he says in the letter. That Tzrius has such a koyach, because Tzrius and Tzrius and Tzrius entails much. It doesn't entail only the Shetel, the modern Shetel, the new Shetel. It entails everything. It entails in speaking, in talking, in speaking nicely, in speaking lower, in speaking in the house and outside. We know when we come into a house and it's spoken softly, we know that it's there's more serenity there. There's more gdusha there. So a child once told the father he had laryngitis. He says, "Abba, why do you speak so nicely today?" Because he could speak nicely. So that's a child understood that. That when you speak low, when you speak, you don't shout. That's an oifm of living. So this is how we have to train our children. We have to become better, so our children will also be better. That's the oifm of teaching. Besides being mispalal. Because mispalal is the ikar. But lokas neiros, when you mispalal, yivchein, my husband and my children, they should understand Torah and they should live Torah. That's what you ask for. How do we make our bonais Torah? That's what we're interested in. Making them nice Torah. So we have to be machshiv them, the first thing. And we have to teach them, realize their shibudim, their greatness, we have to realize what they are. There's a school that I inquired a little bit. They told me it's a school that they teach, and it's Gevaldik. You have to prepare them for life. That's what you have to do. You have to Speak to them about Kedushas Habayis. The Kedushas, you have to start. Some of them are not zeichet to go to seminaries. Some in high schools are not zeichet to go to seminaries. So when they come, 11th, 12th grade, you have to speak to them about Kedushas Bnei Yisrael, the achrayas that they have, Taras HaMishpoche. And for Kelt, you have to give him a... You have to prepare them, and there's nothing... You have to speak to them about it. The beauty of the mitzvah of Nida. The beauty of mitzvah Nida that Chazal say that Kedei Lechabev Al Bailo. You tell it. A young lady. That Kedei Lechabev Al Bailo the Tera Asad in Gevisa. A Gevisa Anogas. Anogas that you have to start. Lechabev Al Bailo. It's a Chosnen Kale. After many years, it's a Chosnen Kale. That's what they are. So if you must be there, You make him understand. You uplift them. They get a different understanding. They are very fearful. What will be? They don't know what it's all about. What will be? You prepare him with Kedusha, with Tare, the way Bnei Yisrael is supposed to be prepared. You prepare Bnei Yisrael. To speak about halochas. That was the topic, but I think that after realizing that what we have to teach our daughters should become Bnei Yisrael, understanding the greatness, their shebudim, their chiyuvim, how the Torah looks at them. They are the mothers. They are the mothers of tomorrow. The mothers and the teachers of tomorrow. That's what they are. So we have to give them an understanding what the shibudim are. Then when we speak about halacha, then we have to speak halachas. They're on a gale maisa then. And it's not, you can't make a project. You make a project of Shabbos and you go through the halachas. It's not negay them, you collect pictures and you, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. You made a whole project, it's tremendous. At the end they'll have a scrapbook with all the halachas, with all kinds of pictures. But it's not negaya then. What's not negaya then? So perhaps you go through melochas. It's nice to know what the melochas are. But to make a project in the Shir Aloche, that's what you did in Shir Aloche. You created a project on Hilche Shabbos and all the melochas with pictures, all kinds of pictures, and they have to do it themselves and you give them over the work and the teacher is not so equipped to as an artist. So the student herself has to be the artist. Tremendous, beautiful. But that's not the purpose. That's not the purpose of aloche. Aloche, you have to teach him what's negeya then. True, so we push through. Before Yom Tevim, we learn Hilchas Yontev. Yes, Hakoyach, very good. But the woman has to prepare for life. So you have to know what to teach her. Teach her aloches. What's Bosa B'cholov? You have to teach her that. That's very important. Because she has to know how to run a kitchen. So her mother told her a little bit. What happens if it's a shaila? What is a shaila? What is not a shaila? That she also has to know. So what the yesod is, what is negeya? That's what you have to teach in aloche. Aloche, what you have to teach what's negeya, not haloche. You have to cover a period of aloche. A period of aloche has to be made something that will be useful for life. You're preparing them for life. That's what you're doing to the Bnei Yisrael. This is how you're preparing them. These are the days that you're preparing him for life forever. Their entire life will be negeya the way you teach him. So you have to teach him what's negeya. That's the first thing. What's practical, what is negeya, what is not negeya. So sometimes you learn halachas, ichas kibud av v'eim. It's so important. Ichas kibud av v'eim. A child has to learn how to speak at home, how to respect parents. It's that's a must. That should be the aleph. That's the aleph. How to respect parents. To respect parents. That's our mesera. By respecting our parents. That's our mesera is because we respect our parents. That enters, that's part of mesera. So this is what we have to do. What we have to do in teaching aloche, we have to teach what is negeya. What we feel will be negeya. In the Yiddish Ahoyz, what will the Yiddish Ahoyz need? And that's what you should teach. That's what you should do. The dogish has to be in that. The dogish has to be what will be negeya the Bas Yisroel when she leaves the school, when she goes out on her own. You have to prepare her for life. You teach him life cycle. But this is life cycle. How to be, to have a house of Kedusha with Torah and mitzvahs, how they're supposed to be mechanach children, that you have to teach them. That's very important. Hilchas Chinuch, you have to teach ladies. Because, unfortunately, the way of life today, the men have no time for the children. It's left to the women to teach the children. That's another mile of our schools. They prepare them so they can do the homework with the children. You talk about homework tonight. They can do some homework with the children. I'm trying to control myself. I don't want to say that they know it better than the husbands. That I didn't say. Maybe some of them. I can say it only on my wife. To prepare Bas Yisroel, we have to see. We have to see how they live. Their chaveiro is so important. Their chaveiro is with whom they are friendly. Where they go. Tonight was spoken about. The plague of television is nothing compared to the new problems of internet. Internet. It's a plague that has to be addressed. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say about it. But it's a mamash amageifa. It's the koyach hayetzah. The koyach hayetzah. It's a mageifa. Avov told me that 4 marriages were broken in his shul. 4 marriages in his shul. So here's a, it's an addiction. It's a yitzhore. Here's Nebuchadnezzar, who was divorced from his wife because the wife turned off, went off the Derech HaYosha. A young man, very young man. Yeah? He was a Ben Torah. And divorced his wife. And he has to remarry. But in between, the Yitzhahor of Internet caught him. It's the Yitzhahor of Internet. The prospective caller found out about it. And she dropped it right away. She knows what it is. So he was asked, can you control yourself? He said he doesn't know. It's an addiction. Our children, they are more apt than the parents at internet. So they can have all kinds of kunsten. All kinds of kunsten. Tonight I mentioned a statistic that's a true statistic that I told you. From 19 children in a class, 13 are in internet, online. 13 out of 19. The other 6 go to visit their friends. They don't have internet. It's mamish amageifa. So this is something that to address the parents, that is sakonis nefoshes. They are trying to produce controlling ways that you'll be able to control it, the time they can use it, and what they can use, how far they can get into. But you can get caught in the web. You can get caught in the web, and you don't know where you'll get lost. It's mamish sakonis nefoshes. Sakonis nefoshes. We have to prepare our nois Yisroel for Kedusha. That's what they have to know. They are the ones that will build a house. A bayis, that's the bayis, the mokam kodesh. Loike Avrom shekoroi har, veloike Yitzchak shekoroi sode ala yaka shekoroi bayis. By states, you need a bayis. You need the protection from all around. That's a bayis. And that's what we need. So that's the bayis. The Beis Yisroel has to be protected. And the Beis Yisroel is made by the woman. So this is Yurachayas for the Bnois Yisroel to, in order there should be a Beis Yisroel. The Bnois Yisroel are the ones that are Choy for the Beis Yisroel. you be zeiche to have a lot of nachas from your own and from your talmidim, but talmidos, amen.
Yeah, question.
Oh, question, yeah. She has to learn. Avada, she has to learn about tznius. She has to learn about tznius. Well, she'll be at tznua, that will be her protection. The ladies first. The question, what? Ah, Rabbi Kippel, here's your... Of course you should not wait till high school. There's definitely halachas that you learn with children becomes nikva, but something that they should learn. You should start to learn, not hilchas tefillah, maybe hilchas brochas, because that's a form of appreciation, and that's, you teach them more than the brocha itself. But you have to teach them, it's easier, at a younger age, it's easier to learn with children shviras haloshen, because it's a young age, it's easier to control yourself than a later age. Once you get used to it already, you have to overcome something. And there's no reason why a young child cannot learn hilchas shviras haloshen. That you're not supposed to be megane anybody. It's simple, simple halachas. It's not advisable to learn from a sefer because there's no sefer exactly. And each Rebbe has his own style. Each Rebbe. Zeh sefer til de sodom. Every Rebbe makes his own sefer. That's the metzias. The metzias is. And what he teaches, and what comes out from a Rebbe, what he teaches and what he feels is necessary. No question, you can start to teach halachas at a very young age. I would say in the fifth grade for sure. That's for sure, for sure. Definitely, definitely. I'm sure that they teach in the Hashkofes is. That's a subject that's taught in all high schools, Hashkofes. I think so. No, it's not necessary. She doesn't have to pass. If it's a shaila, you can tell a child. You have to ask your love. There's nothing wrong. There are many shailas which I don't know. So I say I don't know. I'm not ashamed to say I don't know, because I really don't know. So there's nothing wrong with saying you don't know. Rebbetzin Wilner, you teach halacha? So. I think all the halachas that you learn in your home, you can teach them. Don't have to doubt them. As your mother did. That's what you should tell them. We don't expect to raise poiskais, and we don't raise toyanois. We don't expect, I'm telling you, we'll turn blue otherwise. Tell them who blue is. Tell them who blue is. I told you.
How much depth, which is far from, especially
with older students were able to handle the textual material, for example, I'm thinking along the line that they are Hashulchan, which gives you a good comprehensive presentation of the Minyan. No, I don't think you should learn Hashulchan with girls. Chayodim the most. So the text itself is not so accurate. He didn't know Hebrew well, the Chayodim. The Kitzur Moch is better in that respect. But This is something that's a little bit basic. It doesn't go into too much shyness. It doesn't bring him. The Aruch HaShulchan brings you right away. Machlek is the Tur and the Rambam. And you're lost already. I mean, you're not going. You don't want to become poiskeis. You don't expect it to become poiskeis. You have to know the halacha. What is the halacha? What are they supposed to do? Practically, what are they supposed to do? That's what you have to teach them. So I don't think that a sefer, every sefer is very hard to learn, because the sefer is everything there, and some halachas are not negated, and they don't even have to learn. It's not necessary to teach them that. It's only maybe to be able to musa the brother. Muktze is a special halacha, and muktze is at Rabbonon. I'm not memayit anything, but I say you can spend a muktze a whole year. That's correct, but I don't think it's necessary. Learn trichas muktze. You can tell them the four yisaidis of muktze, what they are. You can tell them achleikas ram raiva, the reason of muktze. That's said. So give them a little bit of geschmack. You have to give them a geschmack or something, but. I don't know the sefer. I know. It's a Mishnah Berurah.
In your case about the young lady who went out to the workforce,
right,
and was a valedictorian from a special school.
Right. She comes from a normal home that the parents respected her, a very frum home, and I don't think that being the valedictorian did something to her. You're saying that's the reason she...
No, I'm not saying, but in other words, because she looked so good, maybe there were other things going on that made her feel like that.
There weren't. She was a very normal child, very normal. Except going out in the workforce is a sakona. I don't think anyone disagrees with me. If someone disagrees with me, I would like to see a hand. Oh, you disagree with me? I hate to tell you what I know, because I can't reveal everything I know. But I can tell you that it's sakonas nefoshes. That I can tell you. I can tell you it's sakonas nefoshes. I don't know if I should share with you, but it's a sakonas nefoshes. A girl that went through a seminary. I don't know the girl because she didn't tell me the name. She called me on the phone and asked me some etzes once and again and a third time. After that, she didn't call me anymore. But she was so off the derech, because she was went out of the house, they let her go to work, and then she took her own apartment, and I don't want to tell you what happened further. That's what she told me. I don't know who it is, so I can speak about her. So not even Lashon Hara. In my mind, it's not even Lashon Hara.
Same sakana applies by men who go into the work first and leave yeshivas.
Not as much. It is a sakona, no, it's a mokum sakona, but it's ain a doima. It's ain a doima. They're more impressionable.
Yeah. Oh. This, what they call a devil's advocate, I'm in an out of town community and we get these kinds all the time. A person would say that if you bring up a girl in such a closed environment, but girls who grow up and have a more open environment,
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. I said marry her off first. Then you can send her in the workforce. I didn't say that. But I want to tell you, I was speaking about a person, that particular lady, when she started to work, she had to work by a lawyer in a lawyer's office. And she davened twice a day, maybe even three times. Maybe three times a day she davened. And it continued like that, but continued till a certain point, a year and a half, but then it slacked off. That's what happened. So it wasn't. She went in me'oil lechoyshech, that you say the shock, which is true, the Goyen says in a place like that, that a person who is more tsanuam, he goes out in the street, has more effect on him. That is true. The statement what you made is true. But this is not, unfortunately, keiches are so strong that even when it comes out slowly, laat laat, and still it's a sakone, it's a mokum sakone. I'm sorry? They should know how to behave with children. That's preparing them for life. How they're supposed to behave with children. So where did they learn that? If you don't teach them that, they don't know that. How are you supposed to teach a child? So there's certain halachas, what you're supposed to do with a child. How you're supposed to be mechanachem. There are halachas, there's a kiddush halacha about that too. You're not supposed to tell a lie a child. You're not supposed to threaten a child. There are halachas. So you have to teach that. Because it's to be negei in your session. Yeah, the etzah for that is that you should have a shaychus with them. Should remain connected with them. That's the strongest. So that is the strongest effect on our Talmidus is when you, the Mena'alois, teachers who are connected with them, remain with them, so when they take you all the time with them, that's the best protection for them. Rabbi. Chaya mishpocho, taras mishpocho. For the kalas list. No, I don't think so. I'm not talking about specific halachas, but the general overview, they shouldn't be scared of it. Right. Dusha sabayis in yonit taras mishpocha. That's also, as I said, I mentioned this chazal, if you teach him the lachavu al bailo, that's the inyan of. So they have a different perspective about it. They look at it differently. They're not so scared of it. It's different. You're not mechuyev to make a cheshbon with them. Zman achasene. That's to leave to the. But they know there's a chazal like that. So you explain what chazal say, what chazal mean. They're very sophisticated, you know. If you feel it's not necessary in the class, you tell the child it. You tell the Talmida that you will speak to her privately. You should not ignore it. Ignoring is very bad. The child feels ignored. Well, when I speak for girls, and I ask them, aren't you all jealous? Look at the lavish bar mitzvah your brother had. Look at you. Made a little party for you. I know what they did there. What happened? So I tell him, you should know because you're in a bigger madrega. You're tznuos. Tznuos, you know you're different. So I tell him, that's why you don't make a shalom nekevo, only a shalom zocha. Because it's tznuos. Even the mishaberach you make when you name a girl. So he says it quietly to God, but then he says, her name is Malke. Name. That's what he says, the name of Omein. Because she's a Demetrius, it's Nias. And that's why you know it like that. So I think if you would explain to girls that this is the Sibe, why it is like that, I think girls understand that. They would understand that. Their Metzius is a different Metzius. Their Metzius is Nias. So it's Nias. They might have Nias. How beautiful it is Nias.
This belongs to...